Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If the Browns play like that most weeks, they'll win more often than they lose. What does that mean? 10 wins. The way they played yesterday, Andy, 9-10 wins, 11 at the most. The offense was not good yesterday, but it wasn't bad. Defense, pretty good.
Defense was pretty good. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Gave up a lot more yardage than they did against Dallas. And in the first half yesterday, the Jaguars were just atrocious. They had 81 yards of offense, 16 yards passing. That changed significantly in the second half. I still think the Browns defense, the one thing that I thought they didn't do often enough last year that you need to do more of this year. And, you know, the safety works against what I'm going to say. But, you know, like on that last drive, they got down the field. You know, they had a shot, and they didn't pull it off. Stop that offense. Just shut them down. You know, win the game right there. Don't give them a shot to win the game. That's being so nitpicky, it's ridiculous, because they only scored 13 points. But you're not going to hold most teams to 13, so you better score more than 18. All that said, you got to win. Congratulations.
It's the only thing that my biggest concern still are these pre-snap penalties. And
there are a lot of penalties.
You know, I think one of my predictions was that the Browns wouldn't have 11 penalties in this game like they did last week. I was right. I just didn't think it'd be on the other side of 11. But they ended up with 13 penalties yesterday, 100 yards. They gave up an entire field in penalties. And you know, there were a couple times when they could have just kind of put the pedal to the metal and ended things. And, you know, Corey Bjork has had that amazing punt, but did they really need to be in that position if they didn't have all those penalties to keep backing themselves up? You know, and then you come up with the safety, and you can't even walk away from the TV because you're like, oh, they got the safety. They're up 18-13. This is good. We're all good. And then all of a sudden you turn around and you're like, wait a second. How much time is left on that 7-play drive at the end? There was a minute 27 when Jacksonville got the ball back. Are you kidding? I mean, the Browns only used 20 seconds off the clock. After the safety, it was 1:44 to go in the game. And then you get to the punt, and then you barely use any time on that drive, right? It's just, come on, man. I just don't know. And then, oh, the horrible pass. And I was just like, what are they doing? Eat some clock. I think they made it harder for themselves at the end. But, again, as you guys have said, it's not easy to win in the NFL.
No. And they did.
And, sounds silly.
You know, you went on the road where the Browns weren't great last year. They were 3-5 on the road last year. One of the wins in Jacksonville. So you get another win.
4 sacks in that game. 4 sacks yesterday.
Congratulations. It worked. And, Andy, if you do that 11 times this year, it's been a successful season.
Absolutely.
I mean, you don't have to destroy the other team. You don't have to play a great game. I mean, let's just be fair. The offense was okay yesterday.
It was great out of the gate. Like, that 16-play
drive was unbelievable.
Why can't they just script the entire game? I'm just kidding. I know you can't.
Well, I don't know. Because that first drive was
so effective,
unbelievable.
So efficient.
16 plays, 89 yards, 9 minutes and 14 seconds on the clock. And unfortunately, Andy, that was the only touchdown the team scored.
Just
only
weird.
Touchdown.
They had, what, 3 drives of over 12 plays? 3. One led to a touchdown. One led to a field goal. The scoring summary is just absolutely bizarre. 7 in the first, 6 in the second, 3 in the third, and 2 in the fourth. They scored 5 points in the second half. 5.
Thanks to the safety.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks to the safety.
Yeah, the offense didn't, the offense had 3.
Now, you want to sit here and complain about stuff today? Great. We're here to
it's
hear
therapy.
It.
I want to hear what you have to say.
We want to hear it. I'm not going to complain about anything. I do think the offense needs to get better. We're going to dig deep into the offense at about 11:20.
Okay.
And we're going to hear from Scott Petrak at 11 o'clock. We're going to talk some defense at noon. The offense doesn't look good yet. Will it ever? I don't know. But it didn't look good yesterday. It looked good enough to win. After that opening drive, it's stunning that the offense had some issues because they just dominated the beginning of that football game. Ryan was in Jacksonville yesterday. Is in Detroit already, Rhino?
Yeah, so I tell you, even the airport would look like a tailgate party with Browns fans. Jacksonville, everyone got out of there. I mean, you know, it is what it is. Traveling is fun, but I'm back literally on a rooftop right now talking to you gentlemen.
You work a lot and you travel a lot. Good for you, buddy.
Hey, I work hard and I party hard. I work hard for my money. I have not given anything. I can assure you that one.
But Rhino, before you tell us, I'm just curious, what was the crowd like yesterday? How bad was that field?
Well, I tell you, first and foremost, from Friday night, just Whiskey Jack's, the Browns backer bar, Gary Barnage was just hosting it. It was phenomenal. We came in droves. The actual tailgating was phenomenal. It's just every time we go out, man, these Browns fans really show up, and it's just awesome. And Vegas is going to be another one. Same thing with D.C. I digress, man, but that field yesterday, yeah, it was just ugly. But ugliness is what we are when it comes to football, Cleveland old-school mentality. Just hard nose in the trenches, nastiness, get the defense. I mean, I want offense. I want rhythm. I want chemistry. Everyone wants W's, and that's what we got yesterday the hard way. And it wasn't easy. Again, there's a lot of conundrums, Andy and Jeff, like you alluded to. Obviously, play calling, drop balls. Cooper, come on, man. You're a Pro Bowl level kind of guy. I understand your gloves were wet or whatever it may be, but there's some things that could have been done. We would have had that game in hand way before it almost got out of hand, and obviously we saw at the end. But, yeah, it was just one of those unique things. And a win is a win is a win. And, guys, just remember last week everyone was kicking rocks and, you know, shaking the fist in the sky. Now we get a W and everyone's all right. We got this back on track, and you see the real teams stand up. We don't know who they are. Dallas yesterday, I mean, with the Browns winning. I mean, NFL is a crazy, crazy league, and there is a marathon still to be played out. But it's good to be a Browns fan today, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Great show as always.
You got it, Ryan. Thank you very much. Ryan was in Jacksonville yesterday, already in Detroit. I'll bet he's in Vegas by the end of the week.
Probably.
Daryl's in Cleveland. Hello, Daryl.
Hey, Daryl.
What's going on, boys?
How are you, sir?
Monday. Hey, man, listen, I don't want to take anything away from a great win, but they miss Bill Callahan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
If Deshaun cannot keep getting hit like that, he is going to get hurt, man. That I got to say it, man. That offensive line is in trouble, man. They look bad. I know we're hurt, but looking at how many times he got hit and was able to maintain his composure and still get the win, I got to give him his credit, man.
I wonder about the offensive line, Andy. And Daryl, I thought they were much better yesterday than they were against Dallas.
Well, especially on that first drive when they went with the 6 offensive linemen, too. I didn't think that hurt them. When Zach Zinter moved up, I was like, oh, this is great.
Do we have a number on how many shot, how many times he got hit? That's really my point, man. He got bent up a lot, man. I mean, you think about that over four quarters. First quarter was okay. I'll give him that as well. But goodness gracious, he was taking some shots. They were bending him backwards and twisting him. It's like, where is that right side? We already know. We already know that right side. They're doing what they could do. Seems like that's happening with the left side. But, God, they missed Bill Callahan.
Daryl, thank you very much. Two sacks of Deshaun Watson yesterday compared to six against Dallas.
Right.
And what was he hit, 17 times against Dallas? I haven't seen a number for how many times he was hit yesterday. But it didn't seem to be anywhere near as abusive of Deshaun Watson as it was against Dallas.
In talking with Nathan before the game yesterday, he made it sound like Jack Conklin and Jed are very, 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 very close. Hopefully back next week. And I thought Jack would play yesterday, but at the last minute, you know, when they had to make their decision, they made the decision that he wasn't going to play. So
I'm okay with that. I'm okay
if he's
with
healthy
holding
when
those,
he comes back.
Well, you gotta make those guys healthy. You can't put them on the field if they're not 100% good to go. You know, it's too early in the season to do that, Andy. If you put a guy back out on the field when he's 80%, then he's going to be 80% most of the season.
No, and then you're probably more prone to injury because you're, you know, leaning to one side and leaning to the other, trying to stay away from your injury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think that's exactly the case. What did you think of the way Deshaun played yesterday?
Early on, I thought it was really good. I'm still shaking my head on about that throw late in the game. There's rhythm issues with him and Amari Cooper that I'm still trying to figure out.
That was rough.
And I don't know why they're there. It bothers me because I mean, Amari's probably one of my favorite players on this team. And so, especially when he had that.
Which is really saying something because he doesn't play tight end or fullback.
That is
or
true.
Or a long snapper.
But we did see that David Bell got back in, but David got hurt again.
Oh, David got hurt.
Yeah.
Dislocated hip. Isn't that the deal?
That's no fun.
That's not good. Yeah.
But
Amari Cooper, and I just got a text from my
Amari?
Buddy,
wow, that was pretty cool.
My
Amari
buddy
text.
Jeff.
Okay.
And it's interesting you just brought him up. He said, did Amari Cooper forget how to catch? The answer is no. However, in two games, he leads the team in targets with 17 targets and only five catches.
He only had 11 yards yesterday.
And only 27 yards total through two games. But, Andy, he played 88% of the snaps. So what does that mean? It means you've got a guy out there on the field.
That they have to cover.
Who isn't being overly productive right now. And other than Deshaun Watson and the offensive linemen, four of them, Amari played more snaps than anybody yesterday. Played 88% of the snaps. And he's not a concern to me. I'm okay with him. I think he's going to be terrific. I think he always is. At some point, when wide receivers hit that age that starts with a three, Andy.
Yeah, I know.
They usually aren't the same as they were when they were.
Yeah, but I
like
don't think that's the issue. I mean, I don't know if it's just a concentration thing or the way.
I don't think it is either.
It's a connection thing. I for some reason, the rhythm with Deshaun and Amari just doesn't feel copacetic.
I think that it's funny because Dan used this word. I talked to a buddy of mine this morning. He used the same word, and they both said this. Deshaun Watson was fine yesterday.
It was fine. Fine. That's a good word.
And it's interesting that two guys who I respect use the exact same word. And that's what I would say, too. He was fine. Was he good? He was good enough to win, but I wouldn't say he played a terrific game.
I thought Kevin had that tone after the game, too, especially when he was talking about Deshaun.
Yeah.
That he was just good enough to win the game.
Yeah. You know? I think it's interesting. Deshaun has had passing games now of 169 yards against Dallas and 186 yesterday.
That means he's good for 200 next week against the Giants.
He's had, since he's been a Brown, number of 300-yard passing games.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
None. Zero. His Browns high is 289 against Tennessee. It was last September. And he hasn't had a 300-yard passing game since the 2020 season. It was January of 2021. So, it's been a while. I don't know if that's on him or what, but he was fine yesterday. 216-474-0092. Is the running game fine? Is that working? Is that okay? It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan, Petrac at 11 o'clock.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.